What you can't tell when you're standing outside of the Brooklyn Bridge anchorage is that behind its small door are seven magnificent chambers of stone and brick, 55 feet high.
You feel like you're somewhere between a catacomb and a cathedral.
Creative Time director, Anne Pasternak.
Roebling, who is the engineer and designer of the bridge, originally designed this space to be used either as a national treasury or as a wine cellar.
But by 1983, the city had been using it for many years as a storage facility.
It was just filled from floor to ceiling in big old truck tires.
Creative Time was offered use of the space. Alison Pugh remembers a piece by artist and playwright Matthew Maguire.
He wrote a play, and then we invited 12 artists to collaborate with him to do 12 different sets for the play. And the audience entered the anchorage, the play began, and then they followed the play from installation to installation around the anchorage. And one of those installations was a huge bridge that they constructed across the central part of the anchorage, and it didn't meet in the middle. And the performers actually used this bridge, and they jumped from one side to the other.
Creative Time hosted raves, dance performances, and residences for artists in the anchorage. One performance group from England piled concrete blocks all the way up to the ceiling.
You didn't know what it was. And you sat down, and suddenly the lights changed, and five people came out from nowhere at all levels, all the way 50 feet up, and began to reshape it and restructure it and make it into tables and chairs. And then they began to toss the concrete blocks at each other and over the edge, and they came crashing down to the floor in front of the audience, and the dust came up from the floor. And you would think, how odd, but it all made sense because it was all part of a story that they were telling and a narrative that was happening without words.
After 9/11, citing security risks, the anchorage was commandeered by the city.